This is a podcast from Minute Media. I still believe through the cold and through the heat, through the rain and through the tears, through the crowds and through the cheers. Oh, I still believe. La, la, la.
Okay.
Hello.
What are you cracking over there?
I am cracking open up.
That's not a beer.
It's not a beer. I'm not going to lie to the audience.
I haven't seen a LaCroix in forever because everyone here drinks those. Begins with an S.
Sierra Mist.
Nah, is that still a drink?
I don't think so.
Anyway, hey, welcome back to the Dogs of War podcast. If you're listening to this the day it comes out, it is Thursday, February 10th, the year of our Lord Evan Mobley, 2022. You got Kevin and
Raleigh.
And we got to give a belated birthday shout out to my beloved co-host Raleigh, who turned a year older yesterday or 2 days ago.
2 days ago.
What was it, Monday? Nice. Monday birthday is awesome.
3-3. Yeah, it was.
Welcome to Club 3-3, baby.
Yeah, it's getting harder to get less fat. I've noticed that.
The metabolism just starts to, it's shot.
Man, there was like, I'm not going to give specific numbers of my, I don't know. Are we allowed to fat shame if I'm fat shaming myself?
I don't know. Was a very fat kid growing up, so we're allowed to.
I was skinny. Then I went through college fat, and college fat was like, oh my God, that was like 20 pounds ago. And then it was like you do one push-up and you drop a quick 10 pounds. You're like, yeah, this is awesome. Similarly, a couple years ago, I was like, oh my God, I'm at orca weight. Do a couple of laps around the treadmill. And then you're just like, yeah, I'm back to average. Now I am fighting for my life to go from comically overweight to hopefully less overweight.
Raleigh.
I got an air fryer.
When you did get an air fryer
for my birthday,
I got to get on that train because I feel like everyone in my family has one, but me, and now a lot of my friends do too. Raleigh makes it sound like when someone would look at you at a bar, some stranger, they're not going to go, "Wow, that dude is fat."
That's true, but if
so, like you make it sound like
if you saw me on a scale, you'd be like, "Wow, you actually are fat."
You know what I miss most about college, besides having absolutely zero responsibilities? Yeah, but I think number one might be. I could eat, drink whatever I wanted all 9 months away at school at the prestigious University of Dayton. And like, you know, then you go home and caddy every summer. And then you get out of school in May, by mid-June, I've already lost 20 pounds and boom.
You're hot again.
It and you're tan. Caddying is, I don't care if I have all daughters, God willing, I don't, but all my kids are caddying.
Oh yeah.
They don't have a choice.
And you don't have to, well, it's easy to cheat on your taxes. You can pay them if you want. Did you get 1099?
No, Uncle Sam does not know about caddying. Kids make thousands of dollars in cash.
Yeah, dude, I would make
the first few years. Stuck.
Wouldn't report it. And I'm like, yeah, making this much cash is kick ass. And dude,
I 12 summers I caddied. Man, shout out Westwood Country Club, the real ones. Anyway, this is a football podcast, a Cleveland podcast. We promise you like non-Browns talk this week, but that's going to come next week. We got some guests lined up for the next few weeks, y'all. I promise you that. I know I said that last week, but we really do. It's on the calendar now. You'll see that next week. Should we just talk about Greg Robinson real quick?
Yeah.
Last week it was Hugh Jackson as we were starting up the stream. Tonight it is the reports that Greg Robinson, former defensive tackle for the Browns, was arrested on Monday.
Offensive tackle.
My fault.
Okay. Protecting our credibility, Kevin.
So, of course, it's all over the news on Twitter right now. He was arrested Monday night, allegedly in possession of, with intent to distribute hydrocodone, marijuana, cocaine, oxycodone, Xanax. They went to his house. I guess they found between his car and his house over $100,000 worth of drugs. They found guns, clips. So, remember a few years ago when he got busted for having like over 100 pounds of marijuana? Yeah. But he got off on that with probation. This time, I'm not a lawyer, kids. I'm not any kind of expert with this, but I think your second time getting caught with this much weight of illegal substances, I think they're going to try and send you away for a very long time. That's just me.
I mean, personally,
this is all allegedly.
I think that people get imprisoned at too high of a rate for
100%. 100%.
That's my belief.
Like marijuana possession. Like,
yeah. And I'm like, I don't know if he's poor and he got caught with all of the stuff he got. Cause he was still on the team at that point. Right.
The first time it was the summer, right? I remember it was 2020.
Yeah. And it was like, I made a meme on it. That was actually one of my more sick. It was like, if you broke down the amount of weed he had or like the amount of, yeah, I think it was just weed the first time. It's like $500,000-ish, give or take. No, it's 100 something, that whatever it was. But if you take down the amount of snaps he made based off of his contract and the amount that weed costs, it's like, sir, that was the dumbest financial move of all time for a billion reasons. But it was just kind of funny looking at like the extreme numbers of like what you would make in the NFL. With legitimate money, you don't need a money launderer when you're in the league to what he was moving. And it's like, I'm like, he's dumb. But then it's like, okay, I'm glad he's not going to prison. Hopefully he can turn his life around and do something positive, still be a functioning member of society. But if you do it twice after not going to prison the first time, you should go to prison.
I'm going to get called a loser for just playing the other side of the table here. Who knows what he's going through? I don't know if he's even in the league anymore. The reason why we're bringing this up, people are like, why are you guys even talking about Greg Robinson? He hasn't been on the team since 2020. It's because every picture of him on Twitter right now is him in a Browns jersey.
That's why
we're talking about it.
And it is fun to talk about. I do enjoy this from the perspective of, I'm enjoying talking about this, the ridiculousness of it, when it's like not our problem anymore. You know, talking about this the first time, it was like, holy shit.
Well, that's why I say, let me finish my thought. Somebody called a loser. We're not saying this to laugh about it. But the situation is amazing. It wasn't just getting caught two times in a row with a little, a J or, you know, a baggie of weed. This guy's getting caught with allegedly like pounds of drugs. So again, we don't know the situation. Maybe he's dead broke. I don't know. Okay. I'm trying to give people the benefit of the doubt always, but that's a lot of weight.
I mean, dude, just when you were saying, I don't know what he's going through, and it's like, yeah, I get that. Sometimes, like, I'll say that when somebody's an addict, when they have a physical dependence on substances, it's like, which he might actually, but. It's like you're going through a lot of crazy logistics that took some degree of intelligence to get to that point. Like,
my problem, I have a lot of problems with this. He got pulled over in his car on Monday night, allegedly, because they said traffic violation or something. That's where they found initially a ton of this stuff before then getting warrants for his house or houses. Man, I've never carried drugs in a car, especially not what they're alleging as pounds and pounds of drugs in a car. However, hypothetically, if I were to do such a thing, I am driving like a 90-year-old woman.
Yep.
How could you not? Now, there's obviously bigger issues at hand here, but that's one of the first things that came to my mind was, dude, this isn't even a good story. How you got caught with all this? You blew like a stop sign or something, and they caught you.
It wasn't an undercover.
Be better. Be better.
It wasn't your best friend was like an informant for the cops.
Wasn't that scene at the end of Blow? Yeah,
you rolled through a stop sign.
It wasn't that scene at the end of Blow where he's trying to do one more run with the homies and he gets pinched. But anyway,
that's one of four movies that you've seen.
Thank you. Let's move on.
Did you hit up Godfather 2 yet?
Not yet. I need to have. I'm not very good with sitting still in general. 3 hours. It has to be a weekend. I can't do that on a weeknight. And dedicating 3 hours to something that's not like football on the weekend is tough.
Yeah.
I'm trying. It's going to, with football ending here after in a few days. Yeah. Hey, speaking of football, did you catch the You catch the pep? You just catch the pep rallies that Bengals and the Rams did.
No,
Since he did it right, Paul Brown Stadium, I believe it was, obviously, where else would it be? They had 30,000 people show up to send the team off on Monday night. That's pretty sweet. Then they show LA, the whole team walking out. It was a high school stadium with about 500 is what the tweet I saw from a blue check mark. Estimated 500 people were there in attendance.
That's like, it's like bigger than
come on, man.
Most graduating like, classes.
Yeah, my high school class is bigger than that. Have a little respect. At least you're LA, you're Hollywood. Pay people to be there. Do something. That's horrible. And that's why, again, we've said this before, my biggest gripe is when teams that don't have fan bases get to do these things that teams with real fan bases aren't doing. And yes, it's petty and it's jealousy, and I don't care. But it's the fact.
Yeah, that takes me back to the was it the 2017 NFC Championship game? That was the, I think it was 2017, but it was Rams and the Saints. And the game was a dogfight. And there was like a big controversial no call on a offensive pass interference or Bush League call pass interference that screwed over the Saints or something. Apparently, it led to that the following year.
That was one of the biggest calls of all time. Yeah.
Yeah. And then it goes into overtime. And I think it went into overtime, but
Saints lost.
Yeah. Kicker hits like a 55 yard field goal. And there's this video on the internet. It's like a gluten free bar in LA where there's like four people sitting down and the kick goes in. And these four people that are just at the bar, not even paying attention. They're like, oh, wait a minute. Did we just win? Like, yeah, sweet. Wait, did that mean, oh, wow, they're going to the Super Bowl. So it's like, there's five people.
Unbelievable.
Just incredibly not caring. And it's like,
isn't every bar gluten-free?
Do you know how many, like Cleveland would burn if that happened? Like drilling a game-winning kick to go into the Super Bowl.
Oh my God. I can't wait for a home playoff game, knock on wood, in Cleveland. Hey, speaking of bowl, well, first of all, let's get this out of the way. Do you want to do Super Bowl predictions or no? Just what about prop bets? I think I'm taking the under on the national anthem. I'm going to do a bunch of random crazy stuff. I'm going to do something with Ja'Marr Chase. Obviously, I haven't done any of my homework yet, so it's a worthless conversation. But over on the anthem, or did I say under? We'll flip a coin. It's a coin flip for me, man. Obviously, I can't stomach to see either one of these teams win, but I don't see a heavy favorite here. It's a coin flip. It's a pick 'em.
Yeah, I hope that the Bengals don't win. I feel bad. I have good friends that are Bengals fans, but there'll be no living with them. And I just can't.
Oh, it's going to be awful. Same. It's going to be absolutely awful if it happens.
I have never looked less forward to a Super Bowl.
Same. I'm dreading this.
But I would be interesting because, you know, Cincinnati, they haven't been in the Super Bowl since 80s or something like that.
We've never been in the Super Bowl.
I know we've never been in the Super Bowl.
Must be nice.
Yeah. I would be curious because I have this thought, if the Browns ever make it to the Super Bowl, God willing, someday, it's like every game in the NFL up until that point is pretty on par with how the other games are played. Like the game progresses, they have a halftime. It's not like a ridiculous show, except for, I guess, maybe Thanksgiving. And people are like, oh, I like the commercials or whatever. That came out in the early 2000s when the Super Bowl sucked. Once they started picking up momentum, I could just not imagine watching that game with crippling anxiety and then having to see a commercial. Like, oh, what a funny commercial. It's like, I'm a fan with skin in that game. I'm like,
drugs.
I would just be tweaking.
Speaking of drugs. Yeah. It's actually good food for thought, not the drugs part, but how you'd actually handle that. I don't know. So there, no prediction. I'm dreading it. I am fortunately going to be in Manhattan this weekend. Going to take a bit. I've been there since before COVID. So I'm going there for the weekend and hopefully I can just use that. Come back like Sunday, early afternoon. Hopefully I can just use that. I'm too tired from the trip and just watch it from my couch instead of having to go big for like Super Bowl party. that is the goal. That is the dream. That's the ideal scenario. Speaking of bowls, did you watch any of the Pro Bowl in Vegas?
I saw the
highlight. I lasted 3 minutes. That's what she said. But he said I lasted 3 minutes. They have got to stop doing that game.
Yeah, I don't know what to...
And look, I do not... I would do exactly as the players do out there. It's two-hand touch. It's 10% speed. I get it. I'm not blaming them for that. I would do it. There's so much money on the line there if you get hurt. I'm saying do all the other fun activities and the challenges and skills competitions. Stop playing that game. It's just ridiculous.
What was the name of the... Well, before, like the highlight, Myles Garrett.
Shout out Myles Garrett, pick six. Yeah.
And shout out TJ Watt for the causing it. You know what I mean?
And shout out Chubb in the Madden game. In the Madden Pro Bowl game before he had a pick six. Shouts to him. I can't watch that kind of effort again. And it's not on them. Just the setup is absurd.
Did they do dodge? The coolest highlight I've seen in years when they had Landry and Chubb win the dodgeball tournament.
It's the best.
That was awesome.
And,
yeah.
Because again, and this is something, once you get to that level, I remember my dad pointed this out when I was a little kid. I've never forgot. Once you get to that level, you're an NFL, NBA, whatever pro sport you're at, you are good at everything. Whether it's ping pong, basketball, you are just good at everything. So have them do other stuff like that. The dodgeball is so fun. Working other stuff. Do a home run derby, a wiffle ball derby or something. Like, that's awesome.
Yep, unless you're Greg Robinson, you're apparently not good at drug dealing.
Yeah, Greg Robinson might be. You know what? Yeah, he might be the worst drug dealer of all time, worse than Doug in The Hangover.
Yeah, no, that's it is depressing.
That's two movie shout outs in one episode. That's pretty dope.
You're just killing it. What was I going to say? Yeah, the pick six was just like. I don't know how I was like, it's kind of cool, but it's like everyone nobody was really trying.
There's just really no Browns news.
Do you remember the Sean Taylor hit? All right. Sean Taylor, he was the Redskins.
Yeah. Rest in peace.
He was a stud, safety.
He's a legend.
And there was a fake punt that they ran in the Pro Bowl 1 year. And he just put the hardest tackle of all time on this.
He was
punter.
Box office. He was box office.
And I, as a kid, I was like, oh my God, that is so awesome. But then as an adult, I'm like, man, that was kind of a dick move by the coach to call the fake with a player that wasn't his. And for Taylor to put the hit on, like, other than that, if you're looking for entertainment, look up Sean Taylor, fake punt.
Or just look up any Sean Taylor video, rest in peace again, because he was box office.
Yeah. So other than that,
speaking of back to Cleveland, bought my flight home. I'm doing it NBA All-Star weekend next weekend.
Oh, sick.
Go in Cavs. Cleveland. I can't wait. The celebrity All-Star game. I'm not going to lie. Miles is playing. That's not the part I'm talking about. I'm not going to lie when I say I get horrified of that man breaking an ankle. You watch those videos. He's going to break a backboard. He's going to end someone's social life on that court next weekend. I'm going to the celebrity game.
I think didn't he get some crap from Stefanski?
Stefanski called him allegedly and said, you're not playing basketball anymore. You got to understand too. And I can't speak to his in particular, of course, a lot of these guys have things in their contracts that you can't do certain stuff. All right. Granted, basketball isn't that extreme. I get it. But like a lot of these guys, they can't, you know, ride jet skis. They can't. So I don't know if like, I don't know what's like how extreme they get.
Is there any update on the Hugh Jackson gate?
It's pretty much universally agreed upon from my perspective that what he was saying and what he said has literally nothing to do with what Flores is alleging. And basically, Hugh is just spouting a bunch of bullshit, in my opinion. Jason Lloyd, shout out at The Athletic, wrote a scathing mic drop article against it the other day, or what was it? I'm looking at it right now, February 3rd. Awesome article. Read it if you haven't. So I'm not worried about Hugh. Jimmy Haslam wouldn't have come out and, you know, called his bluff like that. If it's over, it's done.
Another unnecessary off-season Browns drama scenario in the books, I guess. That is
another case solved, but that's all I got. Hey, next week we'll talk about a little Cavs NBA All-Star game coming to Cleveland. Cannot wait. You got anything left? Final thoughts?
We'll talk about the Super Bowl probably, unless Cincinnati just crushes and we decide to take off a week of the podcast out of depression and regroup, or we do, I don't know. Yeah, sky's
the limit. We'll figure it out. Thanks for listening to Dogs More Podcast. For Raleigh, for myself, good night, Cleveland.
It was 1950 in the cold and rain when my father took me to my very first game. Said the Browns are going to show you how the game is played. Here we go again. Ah!
Browns and his first